I'm joined by Justin Davis. He is part of the delegate process at the 94th National Faith Convention, is partnered with National Faith as a program manager for leadership development. Now, Justin, tell me how important the delegate process is at every National Faith Convention.
Absolutely. The National FFA Delegate Experience is the primary reason why we host the National FFA Convention and Expo. You know, it's always great to have all the lights and the shows and the inspiring speeches from our national officers and our sponsors. We love that. But the primary reason for the delegate or for National FFA Convention is to host the Delegate Experience so that we can conduct that business. The Delegate Experience brings together 475 student leaders from across every state association, as well as Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And those delegates come together, they discuss topics, and they make change for our organization. So that's what I love so much about the delegate experience and why I'm so happy to be a part of that process.
So this year looks a little bit different than last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. So last year we had a virtual delegate experience and we didn't focus too much on the committee aspect. We only focused really on the constitutional changes that needed to happen. This year we brought it all back, though. So everyone was in person. We had 475 delegates with us this year. And that was such a win for us to have everyone back together. But we discussed committee topics. And some of those committee topics consisted of our supervised agricultural experiences committee, where delegates talked a lot about what it means to have a supervised agricultural experience and some of those new opportunities that could potentially come forward for National FFA. We also talked about the American degrees qualifications, so delegates really dove in into what it means to earn an American FFA degree and how we can make that more accessible and earning that American FFA degree. We talked about what our organization might look like post-pandemic. You know, that was a big thing for us over this the past 18 months, big thing for everybody over the past 18 months. And so we're looking at what modifications our organization can make post-pandemic. So that was kind of a cool committee as well. We also talked about teacher recruitment and retention. You know, there is a shortage of ag teachers all across our country. And so those delegates talked about how we can recruit and keep our ag teachers engaged. So some really hot button topics, and those committee reports are public and they'll be on FFA.org should anyone like to take a look at those.
Now, after the committee session, they make recommendations at the delegate session. What were some of those happenings at the delegate business session?
Yeah, like I said, those committee topics were really the hot button topics that were on the business floor. You know, they talked a whole lot about supervised agricultural experiences was one, and we talked about that conversion rate for unpaid supervised agricultural experiences, and the delegates had some good conversation around that. American FFA degrees, making that setting those qualifications, I should say, and making sure that FFA members have access to earning that American FFA degree should they have earned it. The membership experience committee was also something that we dove into pretty deep on the business session floor, and creating new membership experiences and new programs for FFA members, and making that more inclusive, a diverse number of FFA members. And we also discussed the FFA value statements. Those passed this year, so the FFA value statements were brought forward to the delegate floor. Those are a list of four value statements proposed by the National FFA Board of Directors, as well as our National FFA officers, and those passed. So those will be ratified, and we'll be seeing how the National FFA organization uses those here in the coming months, weeks, and potentially even years. So that was very exciting and a big win for us as well.
The big thing as well is you approve the American degree recipients.
Absolutely. So delegates are tasked with, you know, so we have that committee work. We always go through all of that. But we also have some stuff that we have to do every year. And one of those is approving the American FFA degree recipients that will be awarded here in Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday morning. So that is so exciting. They also set the National FFA dues and affiliation fees every year, as well as take a look at some financial auditing stuff as well. So we have that constitutional business that we have to take care of. And then we have that committee work that I was speaking of earlier.
So now after this, what's the process moving forward with these committee recommendations from these delegates?
Yeah, so from here, those recommendations will go to the National FFA Board of Directors, our National FFA Executive Management Team, and National FFA staff here in Indianapolis at the National FFA Center, and we'll take a look at those recommendations, and we will put those into action. So anything and everything between creating new programs and just changing some language, that will actually be put into action based on the delegate recommendations.
How are these decisions impacting the future of agriculture and impacting the future of our organization?
Yeah, you know, our delegates are the future of our organization, I think is the first thing to say. You know, they're most of them are college age or high school students, and they are so passionate. You know, my staff and I have been talking all week about just how proud we are of these young folks who are making such a positive impact in our organization. So being able to put these recommendations forth, and doing so in a respectful and positive way, talking about leadership development and agricultural education and production agriculture in general, is so inspiring to see. And it's so inspiring to know that our organization and the future of agriculture is in good hands. And these delegates are only 475 of the over 700,000 FFA members that we have. We have so many talented FFA members who are so bright, and our organization is in great hands, and it is so great to be able to work with them firsthand. So I'm very blessed to be able to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. Is there anything further that you would like to say?
Absolutely. You know, thank you so much for having me. And for those of us who are interested in learning more about the delegate experience, be sure to check out those delegate committee reports that we'll be posting on FFA.org. Thank you so much for your time today.
And that was Justin Davis, a part of the National FFA Delegate Experience. He's the program manager for leadership development. For National FFA, I am Michelle Sangler.